Mallory Fleming.
Hey, Ashton?
No, this is her assistant, Savannah.
Okay, hi, Savannah. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm calling from her current marketing team, Local Splash, with the Google Guarantee Department. So she had just requested a call from me to go over some options. Is she available to speak?
Yeah. Yes, give me just a second.
Absolutely. Take your time.
Hello, this is Ashton.
Hi, Ashton. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. My name's Amy Nelson. I'm from Local Splash with the Google Guarantee Department. So my understanding is you just spoke with Ivan, and you're interested in the Google Guarantee option available for Mallory Plumbing?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So how much do you know about Google Guarantee so far?
Nothing.
Okay. All right. Okay. And then I'll bring it from the top.
Okay.
Awesome. So Google Guarantee is a specific pay-per-lead platform that Google actually built to trump all other pay-per-lead programs. So have you ever tried anything like do Thumbtack or Porch, House, Home Advisor, any of those?
No.
Okay. So, well, a lot of those different pay-per-lead programs have a lot of different ways to do it, but the bottom line is they're all some of Google's biggest clients. So what Google did is they built Google Guarantee as the top lead source. So there's a huge amount of advantages to it, like you don't share the leads come directly to you. You only pay per qualified lead. They have specific criteria that's considered a qualified lead. And lead cost doesn't really fluctuate. So jumping right into it, if you were to do a search right now on Google and you looked up plumber in your area, at the very top of the page, there's going to be a search result that produces that's going to say sponsored, and it's going to have certain listings below it that are Google guaranteed options. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
These particular providers have gone through the Google guarantee process in order to be listed as one of those top recommended options. So he did let me know the company is licensed. It has the Oklahoma State Plumbing Contractors license.
Mm-hmm.
And you have general liability insurance?
Yes.
You can pass the background check?
Yes.
How many face-to-face employees do you have, people going out to do the bids besides yourself?
One.
Can that person also pass a background check?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Only because it does ask, the point of the Google guarantee, what the guarantee is if you click on that section and you click on any one of those providers, it'll say get it done right or Google pays you back. So what the guarantee is Google's actually guaranteeing that your work is quality and they're backing your company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. So what that means is in the event that something ever occurred, which I haven't had a client that's had to have this used yet, and I've been doing this for the past 5 of the 6 years it's been around. But in the event that something happened that you were unable to, you know, reconcile with the client.
Can you hold on for just a second?
Sure.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
That's okay. You got to take care of your clients. Absolutely. Yeah. So in the event that something happens, you were unable to reconcile with the client on your own, Google would actually do a complete payout to that client up to $2,000 worth of insurance. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then what they're guaranteeing you is quality work. Google guarantee leads, a qualified lead. The upfront cost on it is a one-time $250 application fee. This goes for the company as an entirety. It's not per individual. It's for the entire company. It'll get the background check. done on the company, and it'll go ahead and do the vetting process, which is basically just verifying the information and going through the application. The maximum amount of time that ever takes is 4 to 8 weeks. I don't usually or regularly even see it take that long. That's for clients who kind of drag their feet on getting us the information back. It does take longer. But if you fill out the application, Ashton, you get it going, I've seen it happen very, very quickly in under a couple of weeks, getting Google Guarantee approval. Now, once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, we call you to set the minimum monthly budget. So Google has a specific requirement in order to start the leads. It is a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads. Your cost per lead is $48 per lead, and it requires a minimum monthly budget of $626 to start. So the way that it would work is you would pay the $250 application fee. We go ahead and process application and get it going. As soon as everything's Google Guarantee approved, we contact you to start the minimum monthly budget. If you're ready to start the leads and have everything begin, then you would pay the $626. The ball is completely in your court. If you're not 100% ready to have the leads coming in at that moment, you can begin the leads when you want to. But in order to begin the leads, you will pay the $626 up front, and that does work like an escrow account, and the $48 per qualified lead comes out of that $626. Now, if the leads begin coming in and they're left idle, you don't increase or pause them, they're going to come into you at approximately 3 leads a week. That is just the idle way that the leads regularly come in. The leads come and call directly to you, so they're not filtered through Local Splash. There is a Google call tracking number that would be assigned specifically to your company, and AI is listening to each one of these phone calls as they're coming in to verify that it's a qualified lead. So, for example, if somebody reaches out to you, what's going to happen is you're going to know on the caller ID that it says LSA, Local Service Ad, /GG for Google Guarantee Lead. Right before you pick the phone up, it also says so before you're connected directly to the client. Now, if the person on the other end of the phone is a sales or solicitation call, if it's a spam call, a robocall, if it's somebody seeking employment with your company, you're not charged. Those are all unqualified leads. You would automatically not be charged. Additionally, if somebody is requesting a service that you do not provide that is not listed on your service profile and you decline the job, you would not be charged. The same is true if they're requesting service outside of your service radius and it's not listed on your service profile. So your service profile is very specific to what you're offering, where you're offering it, and if somebody is requesting service outside of those things, then you won't be charged for those leads because they're unqualified, okay?
Okay.
Now, the two things that makes it a qualified lead is A, if the person requests estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, which is probably usually pretty rare for what you're offering, you have to probably be on the scene. So then the second instance is if you set face-to-face appointment with the client to give the estimate face-to-face. Google considers that a qualified lead. Now, as the leads are coming into you, you said that you have another technician who's helping. So if you take on the first couple of leads and then now you know that you're booked out for even a week, or if you want to go on vacation or for whatever reason, if you want to pause that campaign, you have the ability to do so. Ashton, when you pause the campaign, wherever you pause it financially is where it stops. So if you pause it with $400 left in the budget and you pause it for 18 months, that's where the campaign stops. There's no automatic monthly charge for the Google Guarantee campaign, and it does not, it only refills or refreshes the budget once everything has been agreed upon and you would like to refresh the budget. So, for example, you pause it with the $400, you choose to cut it back on in a couple of weeks, to go ahead and exhaust that current budget with the same process, 3 leads a week, unless you indicate that you would like more. If you would like more leads in a week, you have the ability to increase the lead flow as well. For example, you can always, I want 6 leads in a week, I want 8 leads in a week. You're in complete control over it. If a call ever kind of slipped through the cracks, which is rare, but it has happened, AI is still a robot. It's not a human being. So in the event that a call slipped through the cracks that was unqualified, you do have access to that through the Local Splash dashboard, through the call tracking, and you would simply give us that phone number and say, hey, this call was unqualified. It doesn't meet the criteria. We will review it and dispute it with Google to get the money back in the account. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
Yeah, I don't have my contractor's license, but we use my dad's contractor license because he works for me, but I own the company, so how does that work? Will I have to wait till I get my contractor's license?
So is he the employee?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That's okay. Okay. So let me just think about it for a second, because the business insurance is in the business name.
Correct. And it's, he is on the policy with myself.
So we make
he has to have.
So we put
yeah,
him as the
so
owner.
He has, yeah. So he
we,
is.
Yeah. We put him as the owner and we leave you as the employee. If you're going out and doing bid as well, it's not that, and we've done this before with husband and wife, like a husband and wife that doesn't necessarily have a, maybe the husband's still working on getting his social security number, but both of them are on the insurance and on the information. She holds the licenses. So it's technically both of their business, but she's the one who's licensed. So not every person within your organization has to be licensed. As long as the business itself has a license, that's the most important thing. We're going to run, we would run it with him as the owner.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this particular service is my favorite. I've been with Local Splash for 9 years and I've sold all the Google products there is out there. And as far as I'm concerned, this particular product is like the cure for cancer as far as leads go. They're the best qualified leads. Like, seriously, I'd sell it to my grandmother. Like, I think it's the best workaround, the best qualified program there is out there. After we get this up and running for you, you may even choose to move your Google ad budget over because it's the qualified leads.
Okay.
Yeah. So I definitely think that you're going to love it. And you're sure your dad, he doesn't mind doing the background check and everything's good for him. Nothing stronger than a misdemeanor or DUI in the last 7 years?
No, he was a cop before he was a plumber. So.
Oh, well, there we go. there we go.
No,
I
good.
Guess if anybody was going to be naughty, it would have been you, huh? Like the preacher's daughter.
Well, yeah.
So do you want to give it a shot?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, awesome. So let me do a couple of things here. What I'm going to do now, first, let me gain a little bit of information so I can put these notes in properly. Ashton. And what's your father's name?
Robert Mallory.
Okay.
And he'll just be listed on the owner on this form, or how does that work? I mean.
So what's going to happen is I'm going to send, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send out the Google Guarantee application to you. Here, let me do this. Let's go here. I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to send it to you in email as well, but I'm going to send it to you in text message just so we can take a look at it together and I can show you what to do. Okay. Okay, there's that. Go here. You should have received the text. This is, it'll have like a clickable link with the Google Guarantee application. Do you see that? Okay. So when you open it up here, you're just going to input his information. What is your first and last name? What is your email address? What is the business name? What is the physical address? Years established. Employer, EIN number. What is the state of incorporation? You're going to upload the document, so it's going to ask for the insurance document. It's also going to ask for the business license number and the expiration of the business license, so the contractor's license. And then it'll go down here a little bit further, and it's going to say what is the minimum monthly budget. You'll put in the 626. You're going to list the cities you guys want to service in. Total number of business owners, you can either put, you can put two, and then you can put your, once you click to put a plus on there, it's going to go ahead and allow you to put in for other business owner information. So primary business owner name. You would put his name and his social security number, and then you can be either the secondary or you can be the or you can be just a field worker. If he's the one who's mainly going out and doing the estimates and everything on behalf of the company and doing the work, then you can even just leave it on him.
Okay.
It's up to you. But since he's the one that holds the license, you're going to want his information to be the primary.
Okay.
Okay. As you can see, it's like super straightforward. There's not like a lot of gobbledygook in there. You don't have to figure a lot of things out. Like it's very, very straightforward. Okay. Let me see here. For this, you, as plumbers, you guys offer unclog, drain, repair, toilet. Those are two major things that it asks for you to, that you offer. Do you guys offer those two major things?
What two major things? I'm sorry.
Unclog, drain, and repair toilets.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, not everybody does believe it or not.
What?
And if you, I know. And if you don't offer it, your ad like will suffer severely. Like we won't even sign you up. Like believe it or not. Like some people they only want like the other. Like I'm gonna give you the list of keywords that are available for it. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
And some people. Okay. So it's unclog, drain. Oh shoot, where did it go? Okay, unclog drain, faucet, install garbage disposal, repair outdoor system, repair pipe, sewer, install shower, repair toilet, install water heater, repair water heater. So some people only want water heaters. They don't want any of the other things. They only want water heaters. And if that's the case, then their ad would suffer greatly and we won't really like list them because people get frustrated. They spend the money and then they're like, it's not working. Well, you're only offering one thing out of all the things that plumbers offer. That's not going to work. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I want all the things.
Yeah, I know. But that's why when you laughed, I'm like, well, let me tell you. I understand. Like, it's just like when people say, I can't handle any more work. Really? Like, who are you? You know, do you not like money or, you know, like.
Oh, my. Yeah. Yeah, I get in trouble all the time. Yeah. They're like, well, we can't do any more work. I'm like, why?
Right?
I don't understand.
Okay. All right. We're going to get along great, Ashton. and then on file, it looks like I have a MasterCard ending in 0660. Do I have your permission to charge the $250 application budget to that application fee?
Yeah.
To that? Perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then you have the application. I'm going to send out the minimum monthly budget email with the numbers in it. And then you go ahead and fill that application out. And then we're going to schedule the client onboarding with the technician. He literally is just going to review the information and go over everything. And then once the application is processed, as soon as Google lets us know, then we'll contact you to upload his ID. It's like the last little form that they request for you to upload the ID. We have no idea exactly when that happens. As soon as it happens, we let you know. It's not like they let us know, okay?
Oh, you're good. I have all that stuff anyways. I'm not.
Fantastic. Amazing. Amazing. Here, CPL is 48, MMB, 626. And then you guys also always have the ability to increase lead budget as you see fit, or you can choose to do max lead bidding, which they go over the options available for that after you've been completely Google Guarantee approved and they see how it's working in your area. They have lots of options available for upgrade or to show up at the very top. They go over everything once we've gone in and optimized your listing, okay?
Okay, I do have a question. So
yeah.
If my dad has, if he starts a second business, and it's kind of like a consulting business, but they also do like, they do consults for like heating and air and plumbing and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Can he sign up with you guys with that too, or can he only use his license one time? How does that work?
That's a great question. So the license, is it for plumbing or is it for HVAC as well?
He has a license.
Oh, it just it, you garbled on me. What was it?
He has a for HVAC.
Is it like a master license that is for both HVAC and plumbing, or he has two separate licenses?
I think it's two separate licenses.
Would he do it under the same business name?
No.
Okay, then it would be separate. So if he did it under the same business name, we could roll it all into one right now. And we could get him approval for both verticals under the same business name. But if you guys aren't going to offer HVAC under Mallory Plumbing, then it would be separate. And yes, it's perfectly fine as long as it's two different business licenses. No worries. The requirement for HVAC Google guarantee in your area requires the, Oklahoma State Limited HVAC R mechanical contractor's license.
And he has that. So I just didn't know if you guys would make him use his plumbing license or if it just could be for HVAC.
No, it can just be for HVAC. That's perfectly fine. It would be set up as a completely separate account. So we would set it up under, like, say it was Mallory HVAC. So we'd set it up under Mallory HVAC completely on its own, independently.
Okay.
For your client, no, wait a minute. Did we build your website? Let me take a look here. Or did you come in with your website already built? Okay. So you don't, they always offer, if you guys want complimentary upgrade with the Google My Site, with the My Site that we offer. So you don't need that. What are your hours of operation?
9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And then we do emergencies on Saturday and Sunday, but it's 1.5 hours. I don't know if that matters.
Well, that's all going to be up to you. How often you want your Google ad to show is going to depend on the hours. So they'll review that with you during your onboarding. I'm just going to put it in here. Saturday and Sunday. And then I'm going to go ahead and send you a tiny URL. This is going to be a tiny link for your reviews. And with that, I need you to get some 5-star reviews specific with this link as quickly as possible, okay?
Okay. How many?
5.
Okay. 5-star reviews. Okay.
Yes. Yep. Whoever you go with, as long as it's not you, just get 5 people to pop on and give you guys a 5-star review to that link. That's going to go directly to your Google business profile, and it's also going to go directly to your Google guarantee. And then the more that you get, obviously, the better it's going to be for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've got that. Got that. You're getting the 5 reviews. The background check is good. Okay. So scheduling your client onboarding, I have, let me see, what have they got? Today's calendar is doo-doo. Okay, tomorrow morning I have appointments starting as early as 9:30. I have available appointments all day long. They're 30-minute increments. What time would you like the client onboarding for that?
Today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
What do you have available all afternoon?
All day. All afternoon.
You said all day?
Yeah, I've got all day.
Let's do 3 o'clock tomorrow.
You got it, sister. All right. I'm going to send you the email. It's going to say GG onboarding. And it's going to say CI for client interview, EN for English. It's going to say your first and last name with your phone number. This serves as a placeholder. Myself, as long as I'm readily available and I'm not on the phone with a client like I am with you right now, I will be introducing you to your onboarding agent. His name will be Ivan. Very quick and painless onboarding process. I'm going to do my very best to be available for that, so I would call and just give you a quick introduction with him. I want to make sure that he knows that all the information coming through is your dad's information as the co-owner. We've got that locked in there. Okay, as soon as I have that tiny URL ready for you, I'm going to send it over to you via text message, okay?
Okay.
And then get those 5-star reviews up for us, and then you have the application, so you're good to go, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, welcome to the Google Guarantee platform. I look forward to oh, let me send you my direct phone number and extension line as well, so that way you have it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're so welcome. I'll speak with you tomorrow, Ashton. It was a pleasure.
You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.